Welcome back to Mindset Monday. I'm Gene Zanetti, your coast-to-coast mindset coach, bringing you the best available wrestling-specific mindset information anywhere in the world, wrestling mindset. And we like to encourage everyone, make sure that you're hopping on our 10-day confidence crash course while there's still some time left in the season. Make sure you take a look at our wrestling mindset page, www.wrestlingmindset.com. Go on our website and make sure you take a look at our 10-day confidence crash course. For the best results, you want to have that one-on-one attention. So you have a mindset coach who's in your corner. He doesn't care about your team. He doesn't care about the people that are going up, that are saying different things in your life. He's in your corner. He's focused on you. I'm not saying they don't care about your team. Of course, we want your team to succeed. But again, coaches have to look after the team. The club coaches have to look after the whole club. Your mindset coach is the person who is in your corner, who is giving you feedback that just you need, exactly what you need when you need it most. So make sure you take a look at it. Wrestling Mindset. Look at those one-on-one sessions. Sign up for your free mindset trial tonight while there's still time left in the season. Okay, so the topic of the night, we're going over lessons from the Super Bowl. We're going over lessons from Thomas Gilman. We're going over lessons of the Russians. So very few people in America have not either seen or heard about the Super Bowl last night. And there's two main lessons that I think you really get out of that. One is mindset principle number four. You never, ever give up. In fact, I was watching this with my family. My uncle was at the house, and I said, joking around, when they were up 21-0, when the Falcons were up 21-0, going into the, it was going into almost like halftime, 21-3, whatever it was. And I was joking around saying, so what do you think they do? Play all their backups, so, you know, now you give everyone a chance to play in the Super Bowl? And obviously you're just kidding around. But the idea there is, you know, you never, ever give up. And we say that. Mindset principle number four, I never, ever give up. So you can't quit. And a guy like Tom Brady, he's a winner. You don't become the best by giving in. You don't become the best by, when times get tough, you just start folding. You know, we tend to look at these ultra-high performers, people like Tom Brady, people like Muhammad Ali, people like Jordan Burroughs, and we feel like, hey, they never had any adversity. We feel like things always were probably easy for them. They never had to come back from a deficit. Not true. Not true. Look at Jordan Burroughs when he was wrestling against David Taylor. He needed two takedowns with 1 minute left in the match, and he got it, right? We forget about that, but a lot of people, they buckle under those kind of situations because they put too much pressure on themselves. They start thinking too much about outcomes. Someone like Tom Brady just refused to give up. So that's something that's directly in your control. It's in your direct control to never, ever give up. So make that a point. Don't ever quit on yourself. Never. And the other lesson, if you're the Falcons, is when you're winning by a certain score, I'm not saying they did this. I'm just saying the mentality sometimes when we're winning, you're winning by three touchdowns in the Super Bowl. When we're winning by 6 points in the match, if we're winning by 8 points in a match, we start thinking, hey, I got this kind of wrapped up, and we change our strategy. How often do we do that? We change our strategy when we're winning. It's a common thing. And Thomas Gilman was wrestling against Minnesota. He was down 8-0 going into the, you know, it was the tail end of the second period, 30 seconds left in the third period. And sometime within then he got a reversal, eventually started storming back and got the win. So what does that tell you? Never, ever give up by Thomas Gilman. And the Minnesota guy, I don't know if he changed up his game plan or not. And we're certainly not picking on him here. It's just a life lesson for all of us is when you're winning, you can't change your strategy. You got to stick them in the ground. You step right on their throat. You take the match, and now you got to take their heart. And a lot of times, you know, a lot of people might think that's hardcore, but that's how you got to be. The best competitors know how to kick the other person when they're down. And obviously we're speaking metaphorically here. We're not actually saying to kick the person or, you know, when we say be out for blood, we're not saying to actually like do something illegal or cheap. We're not implying that at all. What we are saying is you got to go hard the whole time. And if you're beating them, you got to blow them out. You know, I think about Jordan Burroughs' weight class in the Olympics when he lost to the Russian in the semifinals. That Russian wound up being in the finals against the Iranian. The Russian was up 6-0 in the Olympic championships. Now, we spoke about this actually over at the Olympic Training Center 2 weeks ago when we were over there. We brought this up to the teams that when the Russian was in the finals, he's up 6-0 at the half. 3 minutes left in the match. What's your mindset? You're winning 6-0. 4 more points is a tech. Are you thinking just hold on? Or are you thinking stomp this guy out? and the attitude has to be stomp him out, finish him. You got to smell blood. You got to be a predator, and you got to stick him in the ground. And the Russian, and we're not picking on him either. We're just saying that, you know, normally he has very good defense. He's very tough to finish on. The Iranian got in on his leg, and he kind of just bailed, too. No big deal, right? It is a big deal because then the guy got another two. And then with like 15 seconds left in the match, the Iranian got the last takedown to make it 6-6. But we know in freestyle, the last points win. So under the right circumstances, and those were the right circumstances. And guess what? The Russian, who was up 6-0, now wound up losing in the Olympic finals 6-6 because he let off the gas. I'm not sure what the exact story was with the Minnesota wrestler against Gilman, but if you'd had that attitude instead of just holding on, stick him in the ground, finish him, get the major. Don't be surprised if you're beating a good guy. You know, you can beat a good guy really bad. And in fact, the Iowa coaches talk about this a lot. I've heard Brand say before in some of his documentaries, it doesn't have to be close. Just because you're wrestling a good guy doesn't mean it has to be close. You could break someone at any time. And especially at this point in the season where people are managing their weight, there's been ups and downs, there's been highs, there's been lows. You don't know how close someone is to breaking. You never know how close someone is to breaking. So keep pushing. And that includes whether you're winning or losing. A person might be beating you. You still don't know what exactly you need to do to break them. But I can tell you this. Every second that you're on the mat, you're a threat to that man. Every second you're on the mat, you're a threat to that other guy or girl, whoever, you know, whoever you're going against. You're always a threat as long as you keep going forward and you never give up. So whether it's the Super Bowl with the Atlanta Falcons, whether it's the Minnesota wrestler, whether it's the Russian in the Olympic finals, the lesson for them, just learn the lesson. Stick them in the ground. Step on their throat. Be out for blood. You take the match, you got to take their heart. You got to smell blood, and you got to punish them. You got to put them away. Okay, obviously, again, we're speaking metaphorically for the people who jumped on the call. I don't want to hear any complaints that we're advocating bullying or picking on people or doing something cheap or illegal. That's not what we're about. We got to be hardcore. We got to be going hard the entire time. And the lesson from Thomas Gilman, Tom Brady, and the Iranian in the Olympics is never give up. No matter what the situation is, even if you're losing, you don't know how close the other team is to breaking. So control the things within your control and let go of the things outside of your control. Very important. Very important. And, you know, another thing to cover is when we look at our opponents, because again, now postseason, we start to know who we're going to go against, right? It's kind of inevitable. We know the people who we're going to be competing against. So we got to be careful. We got to remind ourselves the difference between the predator and the prey mindset, all right? Like as an example with even scouting, right? A lot of coaches come up to me and they say, well, what do you think about scouting? And I say, 9 out of 10 people, I disagree with it, all right? Everyone's different. I know there's been people who've had success with scouting, but for every one or two people that have succeeded with scouting, I've seen probably 20 to 25 people fail because of scouting. Now, there are some wrestlers who could do it. If that's you, fine. But it doesn't make you bad or mentally weak if that's not for you. What I am saying is that when I talk to middle school and high school wrestlers, and we worked with thousands, tens of thousands of wrestlers all around the country, almost every middle school and high school wrestler tells us the same thing. I wrestle my best matches against out-of-state competition. Why do you think they wrestle their best matches against out-of-state competition? Because they don't know who they're wrestling, and they don't care who they're wrestling. And that usually leads to the absolute best outcomes. So I'd rather you, if you're on the fence with this one, I would recommend don't scout. You know, the balance is be aware. You could be aware of what your opponent's going to do, but don't dwell on it. Be aware of it, but don't dwell on it. Here's the problem. Most people are not good at balancing that. We're not. We're just not good at that. We're not good at balancing, being aware of something, but not dwelling on it. We tend to dwell on it. So my recommendation is if you're up in the air on scouting, I'd rather not know my opponent. But if you've had success in the past with that, okay, that's fine. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm just saying that even if you are scouting your opponent, that should never take you away from what you're good at. And what do we talk about with predator mindset? You focus on the things within your control, your effort, your attitude, and your aggressiveness. When we were at the Maryland Coach Convention, we spoke to all the coaches 20 minutes before Kyle Snyder stepped on. We just watched Kyle Snyder on the Big Ten Network over here wrestle against Rutgers. And what did Kyle Snyder said the same exact thing as us. He wasn't in the room when we were there, but he actually shouted us out. He's like, I'm sure Wrestling Mindset just said the same thing. He probably saw everyone in the crowd laughing because we told them, don't focus on winning, don't focus on losing, don't focus on your opponent. Focus on three things within your control, your effort, your attitude, your aggressiveness. Now, of course, there's more things than that. There's our preparation. There's not giving up points easy, fighting every position. But we break it down to make it simple. Effort, attitude, and aggressiveness. You can even break it down into effort and attitude. Okay, but focusing on those things. We don't want to be preoccupied, watch their sweep single. And then we take our mind off of our offense. I would rather you know exactly what you're going to do, right? Focus on your best moves. If he's got a good move on top, I want you to think, get to my stand-up quick, or get to my knee slide, or my switch, or my Granby, whatever it possibly is. Just get to your power offense. What are you doing with your hands? Zeke Jones, our college coach, is very big with this, and so is John Smith. He talks about this all the time with this team. He says, what are you doing with your hands? If you don't know what you're doing with your hands, you're going to be scared. You have to know what you're doing in all these different positions. So being aware of what you're doing, focusing on your effort, your attitude, and your aggressiveness, and have fun. Have fun. That's another thing. A lot of times we just don't have fun when we're out there. We're focused too much on winning and losing. It becomes a whole big ordeal. We make a mountain out of a molehill. I just actually got done about a half an hour ago talking to a team from Utah, and we spoke about this, that if I'm attaching my identity to the outcome of my wrestling matches, I'm going to be scared. In other words, if I win, that makes me a better person, and if I lose, I'm a worse person, I'm scared. I'm going to be nervous. And I'll be honest here, I know my brothers, we kind of did that in high school. That's probably my greatest regret, that I identified too much with the outcome of my matches. If I win, I'm good. If I lose, I stink, right? And instead, I should have looked at it, as we talked about mental toughness week two. A lot of our wrestlers, what we're talking about here, our Wrestling Mindset clients, what worksheet I'm referring to when I say mental toughness week two, or present moment week five, knowing your priority order, knowing that, hey, what's most important to you in life, and understanding, okay, well, my faith is number one, my family is number two, my health, my school, my wrestling. I'm not trying to downplay wrestling. I just need to remind myself. I want to remind myself. I don't need to. I want to remind myself that wrestling is not the only thing in my life, that if I lose, it doesn't make me a worse person. But we forget that sometimes, don't we? We forget that. So we want to be aware that life is bigger than wrestling, right? Somewhere there's a championship. There's somewhere in the world today, there's a world championships of something. Something could be horseshoes, could be beanbag throwing, it could be tic-tac-toe. Somewhere in the world, there's a world championships going on in something. And we don't know about it, and we don't really care, all right? This person loses in tic-tac-toe, and we think, all right, no big deal. What are you going to do? Well, for them, they've been practicing tic-tac-toe their whole life. And now this person's on, depression watch because they just lost in a game of tic-tac-toe. And we say, oh, that's ridiculous. Well, how is that any more ridiculous than us who choose to put all of our time into wrestling and those people don't care about if we win or we lose? So I'm not trying to downplay wrestling. I'm just saying be aware of the grand scheme of things in life. That's exactly why we do these Mindset Monday calls. That's exactly why we do the Spiritual Strength call every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern time. Because, again, life is bigger than wrestling. And I say that because, number one, it is. And number two, you're going to wrestle better because of that. If your identity is not tied to the outcome, you have a lot of competence. You could throw the kitchen sink at your opponent. But if I feel like, hey, if I lose, that makes me a worse person, I'm not going to try moves like these different wrestlers all around the country. A lot of these Penn State guys, a lot of these Iowa guys, a lot of these Ohio State, all these top programs, they're good because they do a lot of moves. Watch their matches. They go for moves. They go for stuff out there. And if we're identifying ourselves too much with, I have to win, we're not going to try things out there. So go for moves. Effort, attitude, and aggressiveness. And I'm sure that the Patriots last night, I'm not trying to pick any sides here, what's going on. I'm just letting you know that if the Patriots were overly focused on the score, they would not have come back and won. I don't know if the Falcons were preoccupied with the score. Maybe they were. I would have to believe it was in the back of their mind because it's human nature. So we train you to deal with those kind of things. The Wrestling Mindset, we have a full systematic program to deal with all these different topics. So we know when we start getting those thoughts, when we start getting those thoughts about letting other people down, what I'm ranked, what's going to happen if I, you know, if I lose this match, it makes me a worse person. We get those thoughts to pop up in our head. We teach the wrestlers how to deal with those things. And obviously that confidence, like we talk about the 10-day confidence crash course, that's going to have benefits in your school, in your future career, in your personal relationships, in life. That's like five different dimensions right there. We just rattled off the top of my head. So knowing that this is not just a wrestling lesson, this is a life lesson. We can't focus on what our opponents are doing. We do focus on what we're going to do. Effort, attitude, and aggressiveness. Mindset principle number four, I never, ever give up. And when you're winning, you stomp them out. You stick them in the ground and step on their throat. All right? In a legal way, very legal, very clean. But you got to crush them. Because if you give them any opportunity, you give them a little bit of breathing room, they might start coming back. So you got to stomp them out. And that attitude begins in practice. You can't feel sorry for your friends when you're wrestling them. Even if you're a lot better than them in practice, I'm not saying you necessarily take a beginner wrestler, but someone who's been wrestling like for somewhat amount of time, if you have to make yourself tired in practice, run a bunch of sprints and then go live, or do 50 push-ups and then wrestle live. You know, in other words, even it up in practice so it makes it harder on you to compete against people you know you're a lot better than. But you got to go all out in practice. If you don't do it in practice, that attitude doesn't begin in practice, you're not going to be putting up numbers like a lot of these top wrestlers in the country do. It's got to begin in practice. Okay, let's open up the calls. Open up the call for any questions. Please press star 3 on our conference call. Star 3. Any questions? How can we help? Not star 3, I'm sorry, star 1. Star 3 is for me to mute the lines. Star 1, any questions, please press star 1. Again, we have our spiritual strength call at 10 p.m. Eastern time. Same exact number, 10 p.m. Eastern time, spiritual strength, 9 p.m. Eastern time, Mindset Monday. Make sure, again, we're signed up for that 10-day confidence crash course. Check out our one-on-one trial session. Again, you have your mindset coach who's in your corner through all these ups and downs to help you right through this postseason, make good decisions, and keep you in the right place. People are going to be pulling you in different directions. A lot of parents, a lot of coaches, a lot of teammates get real stressed around this time of year, and you need someone in your corner to keep you level-headed. That's exactly what we do. We want you to be in the right mental state when you step out there. Because the best wrestlers, you better believe their mind is right. We got to get this right up here. All right. So, again, we will start up our spiritual strength call at 10 p.m. Eastern time. Make sure you join us again next week for Mindset Monday. I'm Gene Zanetti, your coast-to-coast mindset coach from Wrestling Mindset. Make sure you stay with us. 10 p.m. Call back. Same conference number. Have a good night, everyone. Take care.